Okay, continuing on in Perek Dalet of Masechta Megillah, so the 7th and 8th Mishnayos are our subject today. Kohen sheyesh b'yadav mumim lo yusas kapav, Rabbi Yehuda omer af mishayu yadav tzvos, istis ufua lo yusas kapav, mibnei sha'am mistaklin bo. People aren't supposed to look at the Kohanim, right? The Hashra'at Hashchina, b'shas nisiyas kapayim. Practically speaking, today the minhag is not to, even though they're covered by the talis, so it's not, you know, formally a violation. But in any event, we don't want to have a kohen who, through no fault of his own, but has certain abnormalities or deformities that might cause people to stare. This is not, again, a legitimation of that practice, but just an acknowledgement of the human condition for what it is. But it leads to an important heter, which is that if the person is very well known in the city, or that it's a common thing in that particular location or municipality, so it's not going to be a problem because people don't look in that way. Again, there's a more formal perspective that could have maintained him lavod l'shares l'sharso l'varich mishmo, that the standards of the avoda very often are the standards of duchen and nesias kapayim. And a kohen baal mum, can't be ovid, so maybe you couldn't duchen. But we see that the gzera shava isn't taken quite that far in this direction. It's more a practical issue of what's going to draw the attention of people. Omer ini ovir lifnei ateva b'tzavuin apelavanim lo yavor. This was the derech of the avodah zara to insist on levanim. So if we're concerned about this person's intentions in that way, right, he's not going to daven b'tzvuin because he's an ovid of avodah zara. So, even if he wears the proper garb, there's a trust issue that's been implicated, and he can't, daven for the umbud under those circumstances. The next example here in the Mishnah is b'sandal in the ovir. He says he's not going to wear his shoes af yochev lo yavor. Right, that he's not going to be able to daven altogether. This was also the derech of ovid avodah zara. Osa tfilaso agula, a person who rounds his tefillin, sakana, he's endangering his life, and he's also not accomplishing the mitzvah, because it's halachal Moshe v'sinai, that tefillin have to be merubos, have to be square, vein, ba mitzvah. Nisanal mitzvah, al pas yado, arezo derech aminos, this is the way of the tzedukim, right? Beninacha, l'totafos, beninacha, al yadcha, so they put it on the palm of the hand, or on the forehead, so it's derech aminos. Tzipan zahav, if he makes them gold, and his son always unkwishalo, or puts them on the outside of his shirt sleeve. Harezo derech achitonim. There's a discussion what the derech achitonim means. Is it superficiality because he wants them not to be gold, to steal the show, he's ostentatiously parading his tefillin on the outside when it should be lachalos, v'lo le'acherimos, or a different interpretation which is cited by the Bar Tanura, the derech achitonim, meaning that it's kimat derech minos, right? That it's almost, it's not quite minos, as the previous cases were like the tzedukim, but it's pretty bad enough in its own right, because it's ignoring the requirements of Chazal, mantia teres Hashem b'ficha, mina mutar b'ficha, right? So it should be from a behema tahora, not from gold, and l'chalos v'lo l'acherimos, but again, can't be compared the previous category of Arezo, Derech Aminos itself.